ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Welcome to another edition of Crew Travel with Blue Marine Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. Lee is unable to join us this evening. However, he will be back in full form next week. Just a reminder that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. Great news around the world this week for crew and tourists alike, with a bit of a warning for UK residents in regards to their passports. Heading over to Greece, they're relaxing COVID restrictions for the summer. Entry rules are being removed for all travelers to Greece next month in a boost for the summer. The easing of COVID-related restrictions comes as the country prepares for the peak season, when a record number of tourists are expected to visit. Health Minister Thanos Pleveris announced that restrictions will be lifted. This includes travelers from EU and non-EU countries, including the UK, plus vaccinated and unvaccinated travelers. Travelers will no longer be required to present either proof of a full course of vaccination or a negative COVID test in order to enter Greece from May the 2nd. The mandatory use of face masks will no longer be required from June 1st, and people will not need to provide a COVID pass as proof of vaccination when entering venues. The minister also announced that restrictions on occupancy rates at places like restaurants, shops, and sports venues are also being relaxed until August 31st, when all the measures will again be reviewed. Heading over to the UK, the Home Office warns of 10-week turnaround for passport renewals. The Home Office has urged British travellers not to leave their passport applications to the last minute, reiterating a 10-week turnaround first advised in April of 2021, with demand at an all-time high. The reminder came amid national media reports of some customers having to cancel holiday plans due to applications not being processed in time. Due to COVID, the passport office saw a significant decline in the number of people applying, with more than 5 million delaying their applications throughout 2020 and 2021. But with international travel returning, increasing numbers are applying for new documents. While there are services for those who need their passport urgently, appointment availability is limited, the passport office has stated. People are being advised to apply early and allow up to 10 weeks for the process to help ensure their holiday plans go smoothly. If you need to renew your passport for any travel for the coming summer, if you apply now, you may get your passport by July. Heading over to the EU and the list of countries that have completely scrapped COVID-19 rules, good news, following the improvement of the COVID-19 situation and the high vaccination rates, several European Union, European Economic Area countries have already lifted their entry rules for all travelers, including those from third countries. The list of EU-EEA countries that have dropped their measures and now permit restriction-free entry to non-EU travelers are as follows. Czechia, Denmark, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Latvia, Norway, Poland, Romania, Slovenia, and Sweden. Travelers from non-EU countries can currently enter the 11 mentioned EU-EEA countries regardless of their vaccination status. This means that non-EU travelers are not required to present a valid COVID pass, a vaccination recovery, or test certificate when reaching one of these countries. All they have to do now is hold the necessary travel documents, such as a valid passport and a visa if required. Heading over to Jamaica, dropping COVID entry restrictions. Jamaica is dropping the COVID test entry requirement from Friday. International visitors will no longer need to take a pre-departure PCR or antigen test before arriving in Jamaica, as the country further eases its COVID restrictions. The change will mean visitors can travel to Jamaica without needing to do any tests, quarantine, or complete a travel authorization form. All travelers arriving in Jamaica may still be tested for COVID if assessed as high risk as a result of exhibiting symptoms, exposure to people who have tested positive, belonging to a high-risk group, or other risk factors. Travelers may also be screened for symptoms at the airport. And Aussies, great news for Aussies and New Zealanders as Air New Zealand reboots its Trans-Tasman network. With New Zealanders and Australians now able to visit each other with relatively few hassles, Air New Zealand is busy rebooting its Trans-Tasman network. The Auckland-based airline had maintained a bare-bones schedule to and from a couple of Australian cities throughout the pandemic, increasing or decreasing frequencies as circumstances changed. But now, with both countries reopening for business, Air New Zealand is restoring its network and outlining firm restart dates. Air New Zealand is already flying the Auckland-Sydney, Auckland-Melbourne, Auckland-Brisbane, and Auckland-Gold Coast city pairs. Last week, they added an extra 96 Trans-Tasman flights for April through to June, an increase of approximately 20,000 seats. This should make things a lot easier for crew who are working in the South Pacific going forward. This has been your crew travel update for the week of April 19th, brought to you by Blue Marine Travel. Their people move people. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number has been indicated in the middle bottom portion of your boarding card.